Captain Dustin Kamak says only about 70 of the Guard's 1,300 civilian technicians will be allowed to work during the shutdown. That means more than 1,200 maintenance workers, administrators, and trainers who keep the Guard running will be forced to stay home. Kamak says he and his fellow technicians are supposed to come into work today.
And our boss will hand us a letter that says you are being furloughed, and we'll turn right back around and go home.
While the shutdown won't impact the Guard's emergency readiness, Kamak says it will be felt.
Like in my case, you know, half my salary, half of my wife and I's salary is going to be gone. So that has a big effect, just not only just on us, but just the community around us, our friends, our family, and it's not going to be fun, I'll say that.
Kamak says if the shutdown lasts longer than 2 weeks, training and other exercises could be canceled, affecting thousands of Guard members. I'm Patrick Smith.